Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I want to welcome our callers in line, listening online on their computers, and our callers listening live on their telephone. And we are here each week on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and Backyard Labrish is hosted on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just here to celebrate the rich culture of Jamaica. And for those of you who might not be familiar with Jamaican culture, this evening we're really going to introduce you to some goodies, because Jamaicans know that we're known for not only our memory gems that we did last week, but also our proverbs that are usually spoken in the dialect of Jamaica, which is Patois. So you're going to have a real treat this evening, because I must tell you that I have been getting some in my email. I've asked my listeners to send in some that they remember or that they know. And I'm telling you, I'm getting a education, because there's some I never heard of. Now, I think I mentioned several times that I left Jamaica when I was in my early 20s. And I've been a resident and a citizen of the United States for a very long time. However, I still have wonderful memories of growing up in Jamaica before they became independent. So most of my knowledge goes back to the colonial days. So I'm always willing and open to be filled in with things I didn't know. And in those days, communication was not like it is today, where everybody, I think half of Jamaica is blogging, believe it or not, and kids in school have things on YouTube. So there's a lot that people know about the current Jamaica, but not a lot is known about what life was and what we knew when we were growing up. And I'm talking to the seniors now, or talking to youngsters who might be interested in what went on before the island became independent. So this is where you'd get a lot of information. All of our shows are archived, and we've been on the air now over a year. We started last August, and I'm happy to say we're still around having fun and enjoying it. So we hope you'll grab your favorite chair. And if you are in Jamaica, just relax and enjoy the trade winds. If you are in another part of the world, whatever the weather is, just remember the days when the trade winds blew over the island and you were relaxing in the shade under a tree, or on your front porch, or in the backyard. So welcome to the Labrish. And I would like to let our callers online know that if you want to interact with me, please hit 1 on your telephone. And for those of you that are listening online, unfortunately, I'm not able to communicate with you online, but you can call, use our call-in number to call us, and that would be 718-766-4558. And we'll be happy to put you on the air. So let us know if you want to elaborate. But tonight, we're celebrating Jamaican Proverbs. And if you remember, or if you listened to our archives, last week we celebrated the memory gems that we learned. They were nuggets of wisdom that was riveted from we were in nursery school, I think, that sort of play in your subconscious all the time. And we had some new ones that we learned of, but some of our listeners shared with us last week. And they're so precious. And there's another one that I was so anxious to share, and of course I forgot. And I want to add that one to the memory gems from last week, which is good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better best. So I hope that if you're listening and you remember that one, I'm sure you can relate to it, because, but I know it has played in the background of my mind and has played an important part of my entire life, because it really means that you should always be striving to make your, whatever you're doing, the best that you can be. Just be the best that you can be. So let's get down into our Proverbs, and I see that we have a caller from 716-210, and let me know when you want to join the Labrish. But let's talk about our Proverbs today. And I'm going to be quoting from Olive Senior's Jamaican Heritage, which is an encyclopedia of Jamaican heritage. And it's just a wonderful resource for the people who are interested in Jamaican culture. But she describes it so well. She says, Proverbs are brief statements that in Jamaica, as in other parts of the world, form an important element in the oral culture. You know, a lot of this was not written down, I think, before. It was just communicated verbally. A lot of them might have been communicated in your household, or you would hear it in, well, I know for me, most times you would hear it in a pantomime, the ones that were not repeated at home. But as I grew older and migrated, I realized that a lot of them were similar to to what was being said in other parts of the world, and especially here in America. And I'll mention some of them that you might be able to relate to. However, they are still widely used. This is what Oliver says. Miss Oliver says, they are still widely used, though probably much less than formerly, and appear in many African-derived folk tales. Sometimes the ending of the tale is in the form of a proverb, or proverbs are quoted by the characters in the play. Now, these proverbs give spice to everyday conversation and also serve an educational and social function, assisting children to learn the norms of the society. For, after all, what you don't know older than you. That's one of the proverbs, which means that, you know, you can always learn from your elders. Proverbs can also be used to influence the behavior of others, suggesting a course of action or passing judgment through criticism, ridicule. It can be a warning or a defiant statement. So, you know, a proverb could be anything, unlike a memory gem, which always had a moral or Christian purpose. You know, a proverb could be a criticism, so that is not necessarily a moral or Christian, statement. However, is part of the conversation in the culture. So with that said, I would like to share some of the proverbs with you, you know, both negative ones are what I consider at the time negative, but when I think back and as I do my research, I realize that sometimes the origin of these proverbs were just as they were said. As in, let me think of, see if I can think of one now that would be just like it was said, which is, every hole have them stick a bush. Now, if you think what that actually means, would mean in today's society, that there's someone out there for everyone. You know, there's a fit. There's a, I don't know if it's necessarily in a male-female idea, but, you know, there is someone for everyone. Now, if you think about when the slaves used to have to till, grow their own food, a hoe is one of the tools that they use to dig the earth. Now, a stick has to go in the part that does the digging, and it has to be the right fit to fit in that round hole. The gardeners would perhaps know what a hoe is, when a hoe was a tool. Now a hoe means a whole lot of different things, but we're talking about the tool hoe, not the other kind of hoe. Incidentally, for the people who are just listening to the show, I always have to remind people that this is a casual, it's a casual conversation. Sometimes we get a little serious, but generally, we're not necessarily politically correct. We are just having fun, reminiscing about what was when we grew up and our interpretation of it. Now, one of the purposes of this, of me putting this show together, I must remind my listeners, is that, you know, I realize that my grandchildren, who are very quite tiny now, but I know as they grow up, they'll be more and more on the computer and online, and there was not a lot of information online about my period of growing up in Jamaica. There's a lot now about what is happening now, both positive and negative. And as I mentioned positive, I want to take this opportunity of congratulating our athletes of how well they did. I mean, the whole world is buzzing about the lightning bolt. And incidentally, someone asked me if I thought it was ironic that our fastest man in the world's name was Bolt. But it sort of just hit me like a ton of bricks, you know, that somehow I suppose he's special because we talk about a bolt of lightning, and he has certainly demonstrated that he's just as fast as lightning. So with that said, let's get back to our proverbs. And I'm soliciting my listeners to join me in, so I'm waiting for a raised hand. So hit that one on your telephone when you want to join the labyrinth. Don't leave me alone here now. So let's talk about every hole had a stick a bush. To each his own is what I suppose would be an American version of it. Oh, I see I have a raised hand from 716, and let me welcome, I think it's my loyal listener. Good evening, this is Margaret on Backyard Labyrinth. Do I have?
Good evening, Margaret. This is Janine, as usual.
Oh, calling in Buffalo.
Yes.
Yes, how is your day going in Buffalo?
So far, good. So
wonderful. So, you know, this evening we're doing our Proverbs.
Right.
I'm still getting emails about our memory gems, and I got a whole lot of proverbs. Some of them I've never heard of before. So, and I was sharing with someone today who couldn't get to their computer, but I shared with them your contribution last week of that the world is like a mirror reflecting what you do. If you greet it smiling, it will...
And if you face it smiling.
It's smiling, yes. Okay,
yes.
Face it smiling, it will smile
right back
at you.
At you.
And they were very thrilled because they're from Jamaica, so they never heard that one before.
Yeah, and there was another one that I didn't remember. Love not to brag, love not to boast, for grief comes for those that brag the most.
Oh, interest.
Yes.
Interest.
Yes.
Very good. So what proverbs do you have for us tonight?
Well, I remember this one. Birds of a feather flock together.
Right, right. I think that is international. I think people say that here too. And
okay.
The reverse of that would be, there's one that we said, if you lie with
dogs
you rise with
fleas.
Yes,
yes,
which means that you have to be selective of your company.
Right.
Right.
Or if you make your bed hard, you have to lie in it.
Right, 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 right. So it all of them more or less is a warning,
right,
of being selective of who you associate with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just that we have it in our way we speak.
Right.
And I think as this author says, you know, we add a little spice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To the way we refer to things. And some of the proverbs are truly Jamaican, you know, because they refer to it. As in this one, one coca full basket.
It's
you remember that one?
Yes. And don't put your eggs in one basket.
Well, which would be similar to don't put your eggs. No, well, don't put your eggs in one basket would mean that perhaps when the basket falls, everything is broken.
Right.
One coke or full basket would be more like, you cannot expect overnight success.
Okay.
Every
mm-hmm.
little step you climb or every little helps.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's knowledge or the accumulation of wealth, you know,
right,
as in being thrifty. So, you know, it can have multiple meanings. Now, which is similar to every mickle. Make a muckle? You remember that one?
Yeah, now that you're saying it, I remember.
Which is every bit counts, you know.
Right.
One coke or full basket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember reading this one in a book. I think it was Mrs. Manley's book, I think. And I hadn't heard it for a long time. But Chicken Mary Hawk Denier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you think about that, in the old days, the hawks, well, the hawks eat the chickens, right?
Yes.
Well, if the chickens are clucking because they're merry, then the predator know where they are.
And they're in danger.
So perhaps that came about because of the fact. Because that is a fact.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If the chickens know that the hawk is around, they won't be talking.
Right.
They'll be quiet.
Quiet. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So as it came down through generations, I think the adults perhaps took it to mean that you're not to be too merry because you are going to attract danger.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is how it could be interpreted. But
I think
it was originally perhaps started because of the fact that if the chickens are loud, they're going to get snatched up by the hawks.
Yeah, because they'll know exactly where you are.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But because I am now, I think, at a different place in my spirituality, let's call it that,
yes,
It could be looked at as a negative statement.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? If you said chicken Mary Hawk Denier, referring to a person, you would want to tell them that if they're too merry, they're going to attract danger.
Right, right. So that means you should always be sad?
Right. Well, that is what I mean. I don't think it was the origination of it was for what the implication was later on as it came down the pike.
Right, right.
You?
Yes, I agree with that because that could send like two messages, you know.
Right, because I remember reading in the biography that this particular writer interpreted it to be actually a put down,
mm-hmm.
because she was too happy about an occasion or an event or a period in her life, which now we know we really want to celebrate happy times. You know what I mean? Because
you're
for celebrating. So, and I want to mention here, and I'm sure you will agree with me, Janine, that because I think life was so difficult in the older days, everything was more difficult. You know, young people who complain now about having things hard just don't really, are not thinking. And
right.
This all over the world, it was not necessarily only on the island. If you read about, you know, the pilgrims and the people who lived in that period, everything was hard. You know, they had to work hard for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So people were a lot more serious. There was not a lot of entertainment. And if you look at the pictures of the older people, you hardly see them smiling.
Yeah.
You ever noticed that?
No, you wonder.
They were always serious.
It's true.
You hardly ever see a smile on a older picture. I don't care whether it was from England, Jamaica, you know, no place. They were always so serious. They were, first of all, their clothes were very erect. They looked stressed.
Yes.
No, then we can define stress. You know, they looked too serious.
Yes, that's
but
true.
I want to share something with you because this really, as I do this research, so many things come to mind, you know, and I have sort of a recall, memory recall. I remember several years ago, one of my older aunts, it was the oldest aunt I had alive at the time that lived in Black River, and I had brought her up here to Atlanta where I live to spend some time with me with the hope that she would fall in love like I did and want to relocate here. Of course, that didn't work. But I remember it was a time when I had a girlfriend staying here with me from Florida, and I am a big Tina Turner fan.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Turner was having a concert in my city at the time. Now, remember, you know, I celebrated my 74th birthday. So this night,
Tina,
10 years ago, I was, you know, up there, considered a senior citizen. Anyway, my dear, I donned my Tina Turner outfit
mm-hmm.
and was really on top of the world that I had tickets and my girlfriend and I was going. I was dancing and prancing all over my house. And I remember my aunt turning to me and said, "Maggie, you still haven't grown up. When are you going to grow up and like and act like a grown up?" And I said, "Oh crap!
When that's supposed to be?"
In other words, she thought I suppose it's the chicken Mary Hawk Denier.
Denier, yes.
King, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I was just too happy.
Yes.
So, thinking back, you know, some of these proverbs could have a negative, you know, meaning or direction. But, you know, times have changed so much. You know, in those days, children were seen and not heard.
Heard.
You remember those times?
Oh, yes.
And you were not even allowed to participate in a conversation. You were told what to do. And whatever feelings you had about whatever you were being corrected about or challenged about, you know, you couldn't verbalize them.
Right.
In no way. So, boy, we've come a long way, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Okay, but here's another one, Duffy No Who for Frighten.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah?
And,
that bullies know who to pick on.
Yes.
You know, so, in other words, in Jamaica, we talk about spirits. For our listeners who might not be familiar with the Jamaican culture and the Jamaican talk, we refer to spirits as dopey.
Yeah.
A dopino who to frighten means that the people who are afraid of ghosts are going to be frightened by a dopey, but the people who are not, I mean, the dopey can go about the business, right? Yeah,
exactly.
It's the same thing. Or, bullies know who to pick on.
Yeah, or if you can't beat me, you have to friend me.
Right.
You remember that one?
Yeah. Okay.
If you can't beat me, you have to friend me. And they had one that, first laugh is not the laugh, it's the one that laughs.
Oh, the one that laughs best.
The best, yes.
Yes. And as I said, some of them are, you know, international. People have a different version of the same thing all over the world.
Right.
But it's just most of it was in our dialect.
The way it was said. Yes.
Right. Now, listen to this one. Saw fish sit down upon the counter await for bread and butter.
Butter. Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
What it means?
In other words, saltfish sit down on the counter and wait for bread and butter. That means the saltfish is just there waiting for the rest of the meal.
Right. Well, they people wait for life's blessing to come to them.
Yeah.
Instead of doing something. You know what I mean? They're waiting and not participating.
It just sit there waiting for it to come to it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we had a lot that were, you know, that meant that you should not participate or you should think before you do something.
Yes.
You know, cockroach, no business in a foul yard.
Yeah,
or foul.
Foul fight.
Yeah, you remember that. No,
yeah,
this
I remember.
Is
you
that...
Remember.
Cockroaches are eaten by fowls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a cockroach is running in the fowl yard, he's going to peck on him.
Exactly.
You know, so that it, in other words, if you should not be involved where there's danger.
Or don't involve yourself where it's not none of your business.
Business, right.
And keep out of people business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or you can get hurt.
Yeah. Now, how about this? Me throw me corn, me no call, no foul. You ever heard that one before? I never did. But it's,
I think I heard it now that you're saying it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But to be honest with you, I don't remember a lot of these like last week.
Uh-huh.
But now that you're saying it, I remember hearing it somewhere along the line.
Yeah. My
throw
dear.
Repeat that one again. You throw your corn out.
Me throw my corn, but me no call no foul. But of course, if there are fowls around, they'll come pick up the corn. You didn't call them. It says your statement is made, the guilty party will pick it up. In other words, you remember this one? If the cat
fits.
If the cat fits, wear it.
Oh, so you throw your corn, me no call no foul. In other words, I can make a statement,
right,
and if it don't refer to you,
uh-huh,
then it shouldn't bother you because
right,
it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It only bothers the people, it bothers the person that it would affect.
Right, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me come here for drink milk, me no come for
sound
cow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, it means that, you know, you must conduct your business in a straightforward manner, you know, and stick to the objective. In other words, come if you drink milk, you don't come to cows. The milk could come from 10 cows or could come from 100 cows.
Yeah,
how many cows the milk came from is not your business. You came for the milk.
In other words, if you're working somewhere, you come to work to get your money, you don't business with anybody else's business.
Right. And in another way, it can mean to focus.
Right.
You know, to focus on the objective.
Objective. Mm-hmm.
That is how I would interpret that. You know, you come for drink milk, you don't come for count cow.
Mm-hmm.
So you focus on your objective.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. A new broom sweeps clean, but an old broom knows every
corner.
Mm-hmm. That is a profoundly witty statement that sums up any number of current situations, including the state of today's music, you know, anything. You know, some people think that some of the older people now are not wrapping their minds around the dancehall music because they can't relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they are. If you go to a party, so they would rather hear the calypso, you know, and the a variety of the older music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that would mean, you know, the old boom knows every corner. It doesn't mean that they can't enjoy it, but they really prefer to have something that they're more comfortable with it.
Yeah, when I remember hearing that growing up, though,
uh-huh.
I was under the impression that they were really talking about relationships.
Right,
you know,
right. Friendships and
people, yeah, switch from one friend to the other and forget the friend that you know a long time.
Right.
And that friend
right.
know more things and do more things than the new one that is just coming in.
Right, right. So they know your personality better.
Right.
And, you know, you don't know the new person. It's similar to Simeon Can Live With Me.
Live With Me, right. That's how I used to interpret that one when I used to hear it, you know.
Right, right. Which is true. So they can have multiple meanings.
Meanings.
And sort
right.
of adapt to different situations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it is just very interesting how they were used and I suppose how they're still being used.
Yes.
And I am sure that people in every culture have their own sort of sayings that somebody else from their country would know exactly what they mean
exactly.
at the moment.
Yes.
You know, depending mm-hmm. on how it was used.
Right. Mhm.
And when. Right, right. Now, sorry for Margadog, we turn around and bite you.
Yes. Mhm. Yes.
What does that one mean?
Well, you feel sorry for somebody, and that same person turn and hurt you in some sort of a way.
Right. And another way it would be is not everyone that you help, you can expect
right.
them to, you know, reciprocate.
Right.
You just have to cast your bread on the waters, which is another one.
Sometimes
you know what
you
I mean?
Them. Sometimes you help someone and they are the ones that turn and
right, right.
and against you and do things that go against you, you know. So you never know.
Right.
You
so
never.
you don't need to be expecting it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a chance and let it lie.
Right, right, right. Oh, well, you know, I just know that it's so, I see another hand, and I'm going to open up the mic to see who we have here.
Okay.
Let me see here. Bear with me. Good evening. This is Margaret on Blog Talk Radio, Backyard Labyrinth. Who do I have? 71854?
Good evening, Miss Marshall.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Will you tell our listeners who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Sharon calling from New York.
Ah, hello, New York.
How are you?
Buffalo on the line, too, so we're just having New York all over.
That's good. Good evening, everybody else. Good evening.
Good evening.
And okay. Now, what, do you have a proverb you want to share with us?
I have lots of them.
Okay,
wow,
well, get on.
Now we can lavish.
Okay. All right. Every mickle make a muckle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We talked about that one before. How do you interpret that?
Well, you know what? I guess it's the same as one cork or full basket.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just what I said. And actually, it could mean that, you know, teaching people to be thrifty.
Yes.
You know, like in America, you'd say a penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes.
Similar
yes.
to that, yes.
So it's like don't discard the small things.
Right, right, right.
Because everything has its use.
Right. And even from a perspective of being grateful,
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, for small. I remember my mother always said, thank God for small mercies. Thank God for small mercies. And, you know, Oprah is teaching that. Every night you should make a list of the things you're grateful for, no matter how small it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, so it sort of goes back. All right, lay another one on me, honey. We miss you, by the way.
Oh, I've been listening, but I haven't been always calling in.
I know.
You know, but this one is, like, very topical for me, so I couldn't sit still. Okay. This one, howdy and thank you. Number
uh-huh.
one, fear.
Howdy
is that
and
how it goes?
No, I've never heard that one.
Yes,
howdy
and thank you, no brought no square.
Oh,
basically, no. You know, it's nice to be polite, and it doesn't take anything to say hello.
Uh-huh. Oh, Nabrokna Square.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. How about this one? Wanty, wanty, can't. Habi, habi, na wanty.
No,
and
wanty,
wanty,
can't
get
it. You know, wanty.
You
wanty, have it, and get it, can't get it.
Yeah.
Right. That means you need to be, for the people who have certain things, sometimes don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah.
And there's one, what is stale to one is damn fresh to another. Yeah,
is what?
Oh.
Is stale? Oh, yes, I never heard that one before.
Yes, in other words, what is stale to you that you don't want, somebody else can use it and it's good to them.
Right, it's,
you know,
like one man's junk is another one's something.
Treasure.
Yeah. So what else you got for us, Sharon?
Let me see. Something about something sitting on my top. I'm trying to remember what it is. But when was this one? We're cop no mash, no coffee, no dashway.
Oh, no cup, no broke, no coffee, no dashway.
Thank you. Yes.
Even if disaster strike your... You know, it's always possible that all may not be lost.
Yes.
Okay. How about this? Every dog have him day and every puss
and
him
4 o'clock.
And every puss
have him 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which in the American way or international, so it would say today for me, tomorrow for you.
All right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, and up today and down tomorrow, you know.
Yes.
What goes around comes around.
And
all
also,
of that is part of the same thing.
When you're digging a pit, make sure you dig
two and line both of them, because you don't know which one you're going to drop in.
Well,
yeah.
This carry go bring come.
Oh.
Is the same as a dog that carries a bone will bring one.
Brings a bone, yes.
So that
yes.
means if a person is gossiping to you,
they're gossiping about you.
Gossiping about
yeah.
you.
Right.
That's so true.
So that is the carago
bring
up.
It back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what is this one? Shortcut draw breath, long cut draw breath, shortcut draw blood.
A blood.
Something like that.
Yes.
How does that one go?
Which means that, you know, it's not necessarily good to try and short-circuit anything. In other words, what is worthwhile doing is worthwhile doing well.
Same,
it goes back to one of the memory gems. Don't shortcut anything.
Yeah, do it properly.
In the old days, listen to this, I think what it meant. You remember they used to have a lot of barbed wire fencing
mm-hmm.
off properties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times you could take a
shortcut. Right, that's what
you would
perhaps
wire and literally get caught instead of walking the right path to go around the way. So some of them originated just as they said. You know, like I mentioned before, chicken marry hawk denier.
Uh-huh.
Since the hawk and I'm talking, the hawk knows exactly where they are.
My grandmother always used to tell me, chicken marry hawk denier and was sweet nanny goat.
Running belly. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you know, I know everything good for two. Eat good for talk.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Bubble never set like rain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know that.
What
is
it?
And
an everyday monkey want wife? What is
yes.
that? Explain that one, please.
not every day monkey want wife. I suppose it's I suppose just what it means.
Oh my God!
And you ladies should know about that. It's not every day wife you want husband. Why do you want a break? Have a headache. I think that's just what it means. What do you think?
Okay. I don't know. I've heard it, but I know it's kind of like an insult. I'm not sure.
You have to take time out and eat your banana.
Ooh, okay. Well, we could take that a lot of ways.
Oh,
how about this one? Cock mouth kill cock.
Yes.
Well, it's similar to the one that if fish could have keep his mouth shut, he would never have to get caught. And how I relate that one is that you can be your own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
See, so a lot of them have an international sort of flavor, because I've heard that here. You know, and what you say can come back to bite you. Just like we have seen a lot of times, politicians or even with our high court judge the other day, you know, something she said years ago. You got my point? Torn apart, you know, analyzed, psychoanalyzed. So you have to really think a lot of times before you say something. That is what it really means.
It comes back to fish die by the
cock out kill cock. Makes sense. Make a lot of sense. Only, Sharon, as we were saying, you know, because of the wonderful dialect, all ours get spiced up, you know, just like a jerk. You know, we can't have anything that's bland.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, just
simple
flavor.
To be jazzed up and spiced up. And
yes.
Right?
A little of this and a little of that.
Yeah. Every mix will make a buckle.
But it's amazing that all of these kind of little sayings, they're really like little memory gems and little verses that you can live your life by.
Oh, yes.
Because I think a lot of them actually come from the Bible.
Proverbs. Memory gems are just so, and because of how they were presented, I think they sort of seeped in your subconscious. I mean, in the old days, because they were plastered all over the classroom. And or at home, they would be riveted. I remember my mother always telling me, you know, if I'm to do a task, you know, what is worthwhile doing is worthwhile doing well. Don't do it if you're not going to do it right.
Do it right.
And you know, that played an important part in my life.
Yeah, don't shortcut it.
Right. Well, it's just like the, you know, shortcut, draw blood. You know, so... You know, take the time to do things right. And it would apply in the cock mouth kill cock. Think before you speak. Now, don't just ramble on, because a lot of times what you say without thinking can be used against you.
Down the line.
So it is just so wonderful to be able to, you know, celebrate our past and remember how and sort of relate what it is playing in our lives now, because, you know, we're still alive. Don't cut off your nose to spoil your face. Well, I think that's sort of into that now, isn't it? You know, although many Jamaican proverbs show parallels with those of the two main cultures, which is British and West African, there are some that are purely Jamaican. It's not all of them that come from those two. You know, between the two different cultures, they came up with their own. So a lot of them, although they might sound like what is being used in other parts of the world, they could have a different meaning to us at the time. You know?
Right.
So, and, you know, a lot of this is used even in music now, because some of the reggae music and some, I know they were used a lot in the pantomimes that you put on. And those that, for me, you didn't hear at home, you would learn a new one from the pantomime.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, it's all good. And I am just so happy that I'm still on the planet and I can get to celebrate and share some of my memories and some of my interpretation of how I feel about growing up in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And in spite of what is happening, you know, we still have so much to celebrate.
Oh,
and I just want to take a minute to talk about, I have seen a lot of blogging, you know, the whole world is buzzing about the lightning bolt and why Jamaicans are so fast. And, you know, he is really breaking a lot of records, but we have had Jamaicans breaking records from way back,
mm-hmm.
you know, way, way back.
Yeah,
and
I went
one
to school with a record breaker.
Beg your pardon?
I actually went to school with one of Jamaican's record breakers.
Right, who was that?
Donald Corey.
Oh, yes, we've had so many. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it now is, you see, the world has shrunk. You know, communication is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
In the days of Zatapec and all of those people, but people didn't know in other parts of the world. Even though the Olympics might be held in one country, it's not every country in the world that would know the results. You know what I mean? Now, it's different.
Instantaneous.
Yes, right as it happened. Sure. As a matter of fact, that is why, you know, there is just, I think we seem to be so divided, but at the same time, we're united because we can relate. For instance, when if they have a problem someplace, someone can take their cell phone and communicate it instantly on the internet, and people are instantly participating in what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's negative or positive.
Positive, right.
And if you remember years ago, this was not possible. It was
you'd wait weeks to get information on as to what was happening.
Mm-hmm. If you got it at all. Because I can remember, and Janine, I don't know if you can relate to this. I remember I used to have always been a movie fan. And in the old days, when before we had color, you know, we only had black and white. But we always had, you know, the latest movies in Jamaica. But the only thing, although the movies were American, the only information I know we would get about America is in sports, we would have the BBC News.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the shorts. We always call it
shorts.
I don't know if you remember, if you go back that far. But, I remember distinctly as a child seeing the results of the football. And we were always so confused because, you know, football was kicked with your foot.
Right.
And in
not
the oldies,
with your hand.
I don't know if you remember, we used to have like a puzzle that came out in the Gleaner that said, can you spot the ball? And you would see this action of these people on the football field.
Yes.
And you would have to try to find out where the ball was.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So when we saw these people dressed up in this helmet and all, their whole body's covered and their head covered and they're in a circle huddling and we don't know what they're doing, we would be so confused. Nobody explained it to us. And they would call it football.
American football.
Hey, I remember being so confused because we didn't know what the heck was going on.
Right, right.
You know, because we were always in the open air, kicking the ball to the goal and, you know, wearing shorts. And it was totally different. My point is, from generations, we've always been running free and running wild and enjoying the beach and eating the ground provision. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that is
different.
Jamaicans
need to go back to that life.
Mm-hmm.
Where they become self-sufficient in terms of food and that no other country can hold them hostage.
Right.
When it comes to what they eat.
And Sharon, I don't know if you were able to check in on when we did the tour, Discover Jamaica One Parish at a Time.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I discovered so much information that related to the way we are even now,
mm-hmm.
as in the fact that most of the plantation owners gave their slaves portions of land to cultivate their own food.
Mm-hmm.
And they were industrious. By the time they were, you know, emancipated, they knew how to take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
because the excess food they had, they used to trade at the market.
Mm-hmm.
They either barter it for something else or sell it.
Right.
So, you know, they were taught or forced to be industrious.
Mm-hmm.
And to provide
for
themselves.
The slave master wasn't going to invest any more money than he had to.
That's right.
Right.
So, I mean,
he just was keeping them alive and in, you know, basic condition, but they had to feed themselves.
Right.
So after working in the fields for the
mm-hmm.
for the masa, then they had to go cultivate their own.
Their own.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
it ended up.
They had to survive.
Mm-hmm.
them.
It ended up.
Mm-hmm.
So they've always been industrious, and that is why when they migrate to other countries, you know, they most times they do so well.
Right,
yeah.
right, because they're used to hard work, and they
sitting around
trying to make a better life for yourself, trying to make a better life for yourself. So you do what you have to do
right.
to make a better life for yourself. Jamaicans, and not just Jamaicans, Caribbean people are essentially strivers. They
right.
really are,
mm-hmm. and survivors,
and
yes.
hard workers.
Right,
yes.
right, right.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, we just want to celebrate the past. Present and encourage young people, whether they're born in any of the Caribbean countries or they're born in any country but have some Caribbean roots in them. We encourage them to get involved in their roots, find out what their forefathers did, and make themselves proud and make their mark in the world, because they can do it.
Exactly.
Yes, they can.
And I just really want to encourage the seniors to get involved, because we have to leave our footprints to help the next generation. This is what and I just thank you ladies for being involved with the show and participating, so that we can have some interaction about, you know, what we know, our strengths. We're not here to celebrate the weakness. We're here to celebrate the strength.
And
there's
and
so much
thank
strength.
You. Thank
Beg
you
pardon?
For providing this forum and being such a faithful facilitator. Even when, you know, I'm not able to attend, you're still here, because I go back and I listen to the show on the archive.
Oh, thank
so,
you
so you know,
much.
And I keep telling everybody, you learn so much by tuning into Margaret Marshall and Backyard Labrush. It's
oh, well, thank
amazing.
You. I want to say it's been my pleasure. I have just been rejuvenated by this passion, because, you know, I do my research and I connect the dots, and it's so inspiring to me. So I want to encourage all the seniors out there not to be intimidated by the internet or by the new technology. It's something for us to embrace and use, because,
amen.
You know, it is the future. And no
yeah.
matter how we don't like it, you know, it is what the younger generation is going to use to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we have to leave our legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, after having been burnt out, you know, my house burnt down 2 years ago, I had a lot of precious memories that went up in flames. And, you know, this it could be a flood. There are areas of our world that get flooded. It could be anything, some sort of disaster. But guess what? Outer space, as I call the internet, cyberspace, is going to be there forever.
The mark is there.
Yes, yes. So that's where we need to leave our footprints. So I want to encourage all our listeners to encourage their seniors, you know, to leave something. And I would invite people to go back to Backyard Labrush, www.backyardlabrush.com, and become a part of the community and leave your footprint. And if you call in, put up your hand so we can hear your voice. And you never know, years from this, your a grandchild or a friend who has a grandchild that might know you will hear your voice and know what you sound like. Because, you know, even hearing my mother's voice now, and I could, up to years ago before my house burnt down, because my mother had made some recordings on the cassette tape.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I lost that in the fire.
Oh, no.
So that's when you know how precious this medium is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I'm so excited about it. You know, I tell people that, you know, we've been broadcasting over a year now. And we know it's a particular show. Yeah, we started last August.
Excellent.
Yes, yes, yes. And we've had over 3,000 downloads. The shows have been downloaded that many times.
Excellent.
So we know there are people out there who are listening at some time, perhaps not when the show is broadcast, because a lot of people, I know Wednesday night sometimes is prayer meeting for the people in the Christian community, and people have other commitments, but it's good to know that they can go to their
there, you can go
anytime.
Back to it.
Listen, so I just want to thank you for being with us tonight. We're getting ready to sign off, and we have lots of interesting things coming up, and I want to remind our listeners again that you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and we're here every week on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And we're just here labrishing to celebrate and enlighten and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. So, Sharon, I'm saying it right. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. And remind
Janine.
Me how, a buffalo,
Janine.
Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Great. And I want to thank you for interacting and joining the Labrish. And I want to remind you to share it with your friends so we can have more people putting up their hands. We have callers. They just are a little shy.
They're a bit shy.
I suppose. But I want to remind them that we're not here to be politically correct. When you gather in the backyard, Sharon, you know that you just, when a Labrish, I try to make my foreign visitors know, is not a gossip. When we gather to labrish, which might be just a Jamaican word, do you know if that's an international word, Sharon? Do you know?
I think it sounds West African to me. I think it's maybe a derivative of laba, which I think is. I'm trying to think if it's Nigerian. I'll do some research on that. On the word.
Oh,
labrish.
That would help, because a lot of people, when I say labrish, they I mean foreigners, they have no clue how it's spelled, and I said just like it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have to remind them that a labrish is not a gossip. Is when, you know, people of like minds get together to discuss anything, and it could be one thing or another.
Yeah, and it's excellent. It's good to labrish.
Right, it's a relaxed conversation.
Yeah.
And we learn from each other, and sometimes we talk when other people are talking. A lot of my American friends are a little sometimes surprised when we get in conversation with our other Jamaicans.
They think we're arguing?
Yes, and I know even my children that are Jamaicans, but not a lot of exposure to Jamaica per se. And they will hear me sometimes when my friends get together and we are saying, oh, shut up, what are you talking about, or things like that. And they think that we're being so rude to each other.
Same here.
But it's just getting caught up in the labrish.
Yes. We're very spirited.
Yeah.
And we usually are very passionate. And we will tell somebody to shut up. We're not really being rude. We're implying sometimes that we don't believe they know what they're talking about, and that what we're saying is right?
And you only do that to people that you're very close to, because
of
you
course.
Only tell each other that you don't mean anything by
that
saying
that they know we don't mean anything. It was interesting.
Right.
I went with a friend to visit a group of sisters that live together.
Yeah.
And as I sat there and heard them interacting with each other, I felt so at home, because I know that if I was, you know, in my home with my friends and I had some of my children or my American friends there, they would consider that we're quarreling with each other. Because one sister was in charge of the kitchen, and this was a wonderful arrangement because these three sisters live together, share a beautiful house, and I think they have different, you know, chores in the house, but I guess. So one sister is in the kitchen doing her thing, and another one came, you know, fussing around something, and she said, just get out of her face, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow, yes.
Get it ready or something like that.
This is my domain. Step over.
Yeah, and I thought it was so cute, you know, because I know they weren't quarreling. I know she wasn't insulting her. But you can think of someone from another culture just being alarmed with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I think that, especially the older Jamaicans, I don't know what it's like now, we're a lot more relaxed than some people from another culture, you know, that they're sort of a little more stiff and correct.
Yeah.
We're not. We're just very relaxed.
Everything has to be proper.
And our interact, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know what you're saying. Shut up. You know? As if you are the authority on whatever it is.
I think it's always bombastic nature.
Yes.
We're just bombastic.
Right.
You know, I think that's what it is. We're very kind of rambunctious.
Right.
Coming up with all these lovely words today.
And you see what happened. We had such a good sense of humor that everything for us was just easygoing. You know, we didn't put any emphasis on anything in any particular order, you know. We just say what we feel like saying at the moment, you know.
Right. And it was always, most times, taken in good humor. And we were always able to laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
Laugh at ourselves. I know that has served me very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage people to just relax, you know, and be who you are and enjoy life. We're here to be happy. And enjoy.
You know, we weren't stiff.
Right. Whatever.
When we got together, we weren't stiff. We were relaxed, you know.
Right. Definitely. Anyway, we're getting ready to sign off. And again, I want to wish everyone a wonderful week. Make it a great week. Here in the South, we're having wonderful weather that we're grateful for. At least no storms and hurricane and twisters have surfaced. And that's always good to celebrate. And I am looking forward to the fall because I know it's going to be a wonderful one. And next week we'll have an interesting subject for the Labrish. That we're going to have some special guests starting in September. It will be filled with, the whole calendar will be filled with special guests.
Wow.
So I ask you to tune in, tell your friends about the show. And if you can, send me their email so that I can forward them the link to our show. So, Janine, I want to thank you again for calling in from Buffalo. When are you going home?
I have another week here, and then I'm back in Long Island.
Oh, great. Well, our loyal listener from the Bronx is back in the Bronx, but he had a meeting tonight, so he's not with. I want to thank our listeners online. And those calling in, and I hope to see you next week. So this is Margaret in the backyard signing off on Blog Talk Radio. So good night, Janine.
Good night.
Have a great week. Sharon has already left.
You too. You too. And
thanks
as
a lot.
Usual, God bless.
Thank you, dear. Same to you.
Okay.
And walk good. You remember that one?
Step light.
All good. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Night.
Good night.
This has been a rebroadcast of a show that was aired August 2009. Thank you for listening. And our usual time is Thursday at 8 o'clock. Thank you and good night. See you next Thursday. Bye.